Welcome to the Teenage Daydream Podcast. I'm Det.
And I'm Jen.
We're still in One Tree Hill. We're still on One Tree Hill. In One Tree Hill. In Tree Hill.
Yes.
Season 4, Episode 6. Right?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Like, because that's the one I watched.
Yep, that's the one I watched.
Okay, good. Where did you sleep last night? Which is a Lead Belly song, but most people will probably know it from Nirvana. MTV Unplugged.
Yeah.
Which was like, I feel like that album was like a Canada band.
Mm-hmm.
For many. And just kind of for pop culture in general.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think now. Timing-wise, I guess that would have been the fall before, but I wonder, like, actually.
Oh.
Anyways. Getting lost in a grunge, sad story spiral of time. Yeah, so we start with a Lucas voiceover. Something about the darkness? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly didn't really pay super close attention to it.
Oh, again, as soon as he starts talking, we're so
my
bad. I know.
But anyway, something about darkness.
Life comes at us out from the darkness. No, wait. Life comes at us from out of the darkness. And at times we struggle to find the courage to face it. And then the end has like a longer one with really just a whole bunch of questions.
Yes.
But yes, light and darkness. Life and the darkness. So, there we go.
Indeed. So we start with, finally, Peyton has locked her front door. For once. Because Lucas, like, tries to get in and he can't because it's locked. So he's, like, knocking on the door. And he's like, Peyton! She throws her keys down.
Yeah.
Which I feel like she could have just come down and opened the door, but whatever. That works too, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then we see that she has, like, multiple locks on her bedroom door.
Well, see, this was...
like, at least 5 of them.
I had lots of questions. Because, like, I fully understand, like, the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like, you know, maybe more locks on the front door probably would have been more helpful.
I mean, that's actually initially where I thought they were.
Same.
Which then I was confused because I was like, why would you throw your keys down if you have to unlock all these locks? But then I was like, oh, that's on her bedroom door.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree with you. Anyway, honestly, even all of those locks, I was like, not enough.
Also, just because, like, at the very end, I'm like, wait, who's locking the door now? Anyways, we'll talk about it when we get there. Yeah.
Anyway, Lucas is looking very blonde and eyelinery at the moment.
Okay. Only, partially because I feel like we definitely talked about it in the last episode about like Dan had really bad hair.
Oh yeah.
Super long and fluffy. And then Luke's hair was just weird in his eyeliner. But Chad Michael Murray clearly has a fresh bleach job.
Oh yeah, like, right? Like
fresh. I got mine done 4 days ago. Or no, wait, I guess maybe 5 days ago now, and like his is looking fresher than mine.
Yeah, it was real fresh.
And then then Dan has like a super hair, and so like his whole essence and vibe just feels so different.
I know, right? It's so weird.
But yes, continue on.
But there yes, before in we Peyton's get room. Dan and his haircut, Peyton, it looks, we find out, has painted her entire room like white.
Yes.
Not like off-white, like
white. Yeah.
It's very bright. Especially compared to how she had it before.
Well, yeah, it had been lots of blacks and reds.
Yeah.
And then wrong Derek had like covered it in the pictures of her, so now it is just completely empty, stark white.
But you know what? I get it.
Oh, yeah.
I actually don't get that she's still in that room, because I would have been like, no. I mean, I wouldn't be in that house if I were her.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah. But we learned that it's been 48 hours, and she basically hasn't slept.
Yes. Which, again, I do not blame her.
No, absolutely not.
But also, again, why is she sleeping here and not staying at Lucas's house?
Again, alone. There are still no adults in this house.
Zero adults to be seen. And like, here's my question, because like we do address the whole thing with Peyton's dad a little bit later. But I'm like, if I were Karen, surely I heard about all of this because Lucas was like directly involved, probably had to go to the hospital and like make sure his heart wasn't, you know, damaged by being tasered.
You'd think.
I'd be like, you know what, Peyton? I think you should stay at our place. How about you don't go back to that house while there's still a crazy psychopath out there who was stalking you? Anyway, no one else seems like super concerned that this happened to Peyton, which is very weird to me. Moving on. We go to Haley and Nathan, who are just like having a chat before school because they're having some money problems.
Yeah, it's finally all kind
Nathan,
of caught up.
yes, Nathan does not want to go to his mom because she has enough going on and he doesn't want to go to Dan for obvious reasons. Oh my God. Then he hands her a helmet to wear on the motorcycle. And she's like, you did not expect me to wear this. And he's like, yeah, it's so Garden State, which is hilarious, but because before he even said anything, I was like, that's like the Garden State helmet.
AKA like a soft helmet, not like a hard, big, like kind of. Also, that's a reference. Oh my God.
Right? Man.
I mean, that soundtrack will go down
Oh, that
at the end
soundtrack
of
is
time.
incredible.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's an all-timer.
Oh man.
Yeah.
But as she's freaking out about the helmet, his bike gets like repoed. Womp.
Womp womp. So then, oh my God, Brooke. So we're at school. Brooke and Rachel are talking, and Brooke's just like going on about how Rachel's a genius and like this guy's bought her like pearl earrings from
Okay.
Tiffany's or something.
Yeah, it was definitely like pearl earrings from the guy that the whole
Yep,
online
Nick.
dating that Rachel set up. But as we've learned, because of the thing with Peyton, it's been 48 hours. No, I understand, like, they totally hooked up that first night and whatever. Maybe they did again the second day. So this is only like the third day. Like,
Yep.
and he's
That
giving
was my question
her
as well.
pearl earrings?
I mean, I had several questions. One being, how is this their first day back at school? But then I was like, okay, maybe it was a weekend.
Yes.
Or maybe he hadn't started yet, but that seems weird.
Yeah. But yeah, then I was just like, wait. Because she, you know, like, oh, the last thing Lucas ever gave me was a mixtape. Yeah, that he probably spent, not to defend Lucas, but he probably, like, spent hours, like, picking out specifically for you.
Right.
Anyways.
Also, if a, okay, listen, if I had a one-night stand with a man that I met on the internet, which
Yeah.
is actually far more common these days, whatever. Regardless, any man, wouldn't matter how I met him. If I had a one-night stand with this man and we were still kind of like keeping in touch, and that man bought me pearl earrings 3 days later, I'd be like, whoa, down boy, what are we doing here? Too much, too soon. Please chill.
Yeah.
Also, I know this guy also models, but like, how much money does he have? He's a teacher.
Well, and then he, because he also has like a
The
little
car.
freaking like Porsche Boxer or something. But it looks like classic.
Yes, like it's old, like it's vintage.
So his like part-time modeling must be
He must be making bank.
rather lucrative.
Which, in that case, why are you bothering teaching?
Yeah. It's his
Anyway,
passion.
well. So, anyway, Brooke thinks Rachel's a genius, which is, of course, when they walk into class and discover that model man Nick is, in fact, their teacher.
Yeah.
Well, because it's funny, because she walks in, she sees him, and she's like, Nick. And he's like, Peyton. And Peyton's already sitting down, and she's like, here. Yikes. And then we get our theme song at a perfectly ordinary time.
Yeah.
Yeah, for once. So when we come back from that, Brooke, of course, is now blaming Rachel for everything.
Yeah.
Which is valid.
Yeah.
Well, and then, like, Brooke's like, I'm so embarrassed. And Rachel's like, oh, he's probably just as embarrassed. I'm like, he's probably more worried about losing his job.
Yeah. His emotions are not, do not fall under the embarrassment category. They fall under everything else.
Although. Anyway. She tells Brooke to just talk to him after school when no one's around and, like, you know, figure it all out.
Yeah.
I actually didn't remember this continuing on, but whatever, it's fine.
How old is he supposed to be? Did we learn that in the last episode?
I mean, Brooke's fake dating profile said she was 23, and I feel like he was older than that. But I don't remember. He is between, I would say, the ages of 23 and 25.
Okay. I'm just trying to, like, keep a running tally on what I think and how I feel about this.
I mean, listen. Listen. If they were...
If she was 23.
Right.
And he was the 5 to 7 years older, fine. Yeah. But because right. She's 18,
she was 23 and
5 to 7
50,
is... Yeah.
Fine. She is 17 years old.
Yeah. Actually, she is 18. That was her birthday.
Oh, right. Okay.
But still.
So technically there is no... There's nothing technically legal about this. Although I would imagine it breaks a few school rules.
Well, yeah, and I don't know. It was one of those weird things where, like, all the American states have different ages of consent, which is wild.
True. I mean, this may not even be an age of consent issue at all.
But it's more just about her being
Carolina,
a legal adult.
Yes, she is a student of his.
Yeah.
Which is really the main issue here. Anyway. Oh, yes. Then we have Peyton and Luca all together. Peyton's all, like, everyone's staring at her. She's wearing a hat to try and, like, keep a low profile, which is not working at all for her. This is when we find out that she hasn't even called her dad. So, like, does he know any of this has happened?
No.
Is he going to get home and be like, Peyton, why is your room white? And she's going to be like, oh, yeah, funny story. I was almost murdered.
Well, and, like, so let's say Lucas and real Derek put the board up in her window. At some point, they're going to have to get a new window.
Right.
I'm pretty sure she can't just do that on her own. At some point, an adult is going to have to sign some sort of carpentry paperwork.
Well, yeah, I would think that in order to get that done, you'd need to, like, be the owner of the house, no?
Well, and also just have enough money and, like, know how to buy a window. When I was 17, I wouldn't have known how to buy the right window to replace in my house.
Correct. I would not have either. I'm actually not really sure I would now. I'd have to consult somebody about that. I'd have to be like, do you know window people? Who's a good window company? To be fair, I've also never owned a house, so I've never had to contend with windows.
Yes.
But yeah. But, like, well, and then she's all like, well, what's he going to do? It's over now. I'm like, I don't know. He could be home, so you're not in that house by yourself while there's still a stalker who's interested in you out there.
I know. At this point, I also then just got, like, too distracted by Lucas being so blonde.
That's fair. He's extremely blonde in this episode.
Yeah. And, well, because then he goes on something about, like, he realizes that it's because she's scared. And he's
no
like...
No shit.
You know, I'm scared to play basketball, but, like, I want to talk to Whitey today and ask him so I could, like, play again. Because, like, eventually, you know, like, you have to... And she's like, well, why? Like, why would you do that if you're still scared? And some kind of, you know, like, you have to be who you are. So, like, you have to be who you are, Peyton. And again, it's the right words. But Lucas is saying it, so I'm like, ugh.
But it's also just, like, not even remotely the same situation.
Yeah.
Like, these are very different things. Like, I would get an alarm system put in that house.
I know.
I would simply not be at that house by myself. Like, he is still out there.
Yeah.
Even if he was still out there, I would have a hard time being in that house alone.
Yeah.
Like, I know fully grown adults who are like more grown than you and I, like in their 50s and 60s grown adults.
Yeah.
Who don't like being home alone.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't weird.
No.
If you're not used to it, I mean, I guess she is used to it, but like after something like that, this was all just so insane to me. Yeah. Couldn't handle it.
Yeah. I know.
Anyway. Well, because then he says something about, like, if you let this change you, then he wins. I'm like, it's been 48 hours. Could we make, give her, like, a minute?
Yeah, like, we've established this.
Like, that was a traumatizing experience.
I know.
She needs therapy.
Well, and, like, yeah, like, the school counselor should be notified. Like, they should have been coming to, like, so many adult-related things should have been happening.
And we discover that everybody seems to know that this has happened because everyone in the school is, like, looking at her.
Yeah.
So, like, presumably all the other adults in her life, whether that's her teachers or the school counselor or, I mean, even friggin' Whitey, for crying out loud.
Yes.
Presumably they all know this has happened. No one's checking in to be like, hey, Peyton. You okay there? After you were almost murdered by a psychopathic stalker who pretended to be your brother?
Yeah, that's... I just...
This is a deeply messed up experience.
Well, I'm trying to, like... Because obviously, you know, like, I'm thinking about the OC. I feel like, at least when traumatic events happened, adults were involved.
Yes, I agree.
But, and like, at this point, I just don't really remember enough of Dawson's Creek because the last time I watched all of it was like 2009.
I don't know that anything quite to this level happens in Dawson's Creek.
Right? Yeah, like it's, and like.
I mean, well, maybe a couple things. But no, adults are absolutely involved.
And again, like in that same way where like all these teenagers have like way too much freedom, and like you think about Gossip Girl and like they are doing way too many non-teenage things, but the parents are still there.
Yes.
Or at the very, like they live in the same houses. Yeah. As the teenagers.
Yes.
Just even that's all I'm asking for.
Yeah, but Joey does have a guardian. It might be her sister, but at least she has a guardian.
Well, and that's, but they, she lives in the house with her.
Yes.
Like that's what I'm saying. Like there's just, we don't have adults here living with the parent, living with the kids, aside from Karen. And I just, like, it's just so crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. It's wild. It's wild. Anyway, moving on.
Oh, man.
Oh, we have this little scene with Mouth and Gigi. And I think they're just talking about, like, the upcoming games or something. And she's like, I'm going to ask you out.
Yeah.
And he's like, did you just ask me out? And she's like, no, not yet, but I'm going to. And I just wanted you to know. And he's like, okay.
I know.
And then, so Nathan is waiting for the bus, presumably after school.
I don't know what. There was a lot of time issues in this entire episode, so I have no idea.
Well, because at first I was like, well, that's weird. Why wouldn't he be waiting with Haley?
Yeah.
Right? Because they left for school in the morning together. Because that's when his bike got taken away.
Yeah.
So obviously, I was assuming it was after school. And, like, Haley probably went to go work at the cafe or something. Because otherwise it just didn't make sense to me. I was like, what is happening?
I know, that's why I couldn't tell either, because of, like, the way that it continues, that, like, everyone else still seems to be at school.
Yeah, I know, it's weird.
And then it's, like, later that came, yeah, I don't know. Either way, Nathan's waiting for a bus.
He's waiting for a bus. This random car pulls up. The driver's like, somebody wants to talk to you. And you're like, oh, this isn't creepy at all. So then, this is where we meet Dante Jones. He just starts, like, chatting up Nathan. He knows all about him. All his basketball stats. So, like, obviously this guy is, like, in basketball and paying attention.
Well, because he even asks Nathan, like, do you know who I am?
Yes.
And so at first I thought Nathan was going to say yes, and then that would have removed the slightest bit of creep sauce from this.
Yeah.
However, Nathan does not know who he is.
Nope.
So this is just creep sauce.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and then, I mean, at least Nathan has the wherewithal where, like, he offers him a ride, and Nathan's like, no, I'm good, thanks. Nope. Like, good, because they look like they want to murder you.
Yeah.
Even though Dante is clearly just interested in his basketball stuff, he's like, you should win state, go to Duke, take care of your knee. And it's so funny, because after they drive off, Nathan's kind of, like, got this look on his face, like, what the hell just happened?
Yeah.
Because what the hell just happened?
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, I totally thought it was one of those things. Because eventually we learn that Dante used to be a Raven.
Yes, we do. So I was like, that.
Oh. Like, because we knew that this was coming, I was like, oh, that, like, he must just know, like, everyone, like, and, like, everyone knows how Dan was a Raven, right? Like, oh, right. That's what it is. They must be, like, you know, you go in the hallway and you see the pictures, and it's like, oh, there's Dante. But no, he doesn't know who it is, so this is so freaking weird and creepy. I mean,
it also just, like, doesn't make sense to me that he wouldn't know who he is if he is significant enough to be, like, semi-remembered as a Tree Hill Raven. Yeah. You would think that if Nathan's really into basketball, he would have at least heard of him.
Yeah.
Even if it was, like, 10 years ago or something.
I know.
I don't know how old Dante is supposed to be.
Yeah, it was kind of hard to tell.
Yeah, it's, anyway, strange.
Yeah.
Whatever. This is setting this whole thing up, and I was like, oh, I hate this storyline. Anyway.
Well, then I have more questions about it later, because it clearly goes faster than I thought it did, so, yeah. Anyway.
Right? All of these storylines are happening so much quicker than I remember them happening.
Well, because after that last episode, when you were like, oh, yeah, Dante, and I couldn't remember, and then you told me, I was like, oh, okay, so then when this episode started, I was like, oh, okay, that's what's going to happen over the next whatever. But then we get that one little, like, montage situation, and I'm like, oh, so this is not exactly how I thought it was going to happen.
Rapid. Rapid.
Very, very rapid.
So then this is when we see Dan. He goes to see Whitey in his office, and he's got his new haircut. And that's when I was like, was this in between? Like what happened? He just got a haircut this time? Or, like, because it's too early to be, like, a mid-season break.
Yeah. I straight up, like, looked up the dates to, like, figure out if that's what it was.
Yeah.
But it was not.
No. Because I was like, oh, mid-season break. And then I was like, wait, no, that makes no sense.
No, it was like 2 weeks tops. Like, it was just, right. Like, it was like as if they took, like, a break off for Halloween or something. And I was just like, okay, I don't know what's going on.
He's like, okay, I'm getting a haircut, guys.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's drastic.
Yeah.
I mean, it's better.
Yeah.
But it's drastic.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he still looks like, you know, Slimy Creeper, just in a different way.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, he's, like, wanting Whitey to, like... I mean, basically, he wants Whitey to tell Nathan to go to Duke.
Yeah.
That's what it's after. And Whitey's like, absolutely not. Like, I made that mistake with you, and I'm not about to do it again.
Yep.
So, oh, yeah. And then Dan's like, what do you know about the art on my office wall? Which is when Whitey fully quotes that Bible passage if he knows it by heart.
The art on my wall. I, like, cackled out loud.
God. Like, what a way to phrase that. Like, the weird horror movie graffiti on your wall? Yeah.
That already Whitey didn't comment on to begin with?
No! Anyway, he knows it's Cain and Abel.
Yeah.
He's like, what's doing on your wall? And I can't... He makes up some crap.
Oh, it must have been some kind of prank. Someone must have thought I did something to Keith while he was alive. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Whitey says something about, like, how they all have to atone for their sins or something.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Judgment Day, something, something.
Yeah. Dan's doing his thing where he's, like, clearly spooked, but trying not to be.
Yeah. He's big, tough. Mm.
Big, tough guy.
Yeah.
So then Brooke is waiting. See, this is why I think the whole thing with Nathan's probably after school, because this is clearly after school. And then Brooke talking to teacher Nick, model guy.
Yeah.
After school. She's really worried he's going to be mad. Rachel's just like, this is how it's going to go, and basically gives her the entire rundown of, like, how it went with Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, if he gets really mad, just start to cry.
Yeah.
So you're prepared for it to go badly.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that is not how it goes. She goes in, apologizes. He shuts the door. And she's like, let's start over. Like, I'm Brooke, blah, blah, blah. And then he kisses her.
Well, and he goes into, like, he says exactly what Rachel said he would say. But not in a yelling, angry way. Nope. In a, I'm going to keep kissing you way.
Yeah, because he says, like, you shouldn't have lied. Like, we can't do this.
Yeah.
And then he's like, if we do this, no one can know. I'm like, yeah, because you will be fired. And you will never be a teacher again.
And that's just it. Like, at this point, it's not even about the age.
No.
Because even if she was...
A little bit about the age for me, only because I just, like, I can't imagine...
Yes.
Being in your 20s. And finding out somebody was in high school and being like, yeah, let's keep that going. I'd be like, oh,
100%. High school? Absolutely.
Like, come see me when you're done with that. I can't date a high school student. It's too weird.
Yeah. I just, yeah. I don't know. It's just a whole thing. Even if, like, she was in university and he was there, like, teacher's assistant or something, it's still anything, like, under having at least one degree, so like 22-ish, depending on what your degree is, anything under that, it's just a weird, questionable range for me.
I agree.
You know?
I agree.
Yeah.
It's not even necessarily, like, it's not even the age gap, or, like, you're just at such different stages in your life.
That's what I mean, yeah. Like, it's not the age gap number.
No.
It's the age gap point in your life.
Yes, like, it's huge at that point. Like, right, that is, like, a world of difference.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, that's all. I won't tell if you won't. And then they start making out, and I'm like, you know, if you don't want anybody to know, you probably shouldn't be doing this in the classroom. Just like, yeah, right? You know, if you're trying to be subtle about this and keep it on the down low, maybe we should wait until you're off school property.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but sure, whatever.
Yeah,
whatever. I do appreciate, so recently I finished watching the fourth season of Never Have I Ever on Netflix. And there's a moment where, like, one of the guys who was in high school in the last season, right, and then had gone to university and dropped out and went to go work at the school, like, as a coach.
Yeah.
So, like, there's only, like, a 1 year age gap between these two students. And still, because they dated when he was still in high school, still they have a moment where they, like, make out in the... They get locked in a, like, sports storage closet thing.
Yeah.
And the other coach is like, if anything, like... He's like, I know you dated her before, but if anything like this happens again, you're fired.
Yeah.
And I was like, thank you. And that's even, like, a completely respectable... like, age difference. Like, she was graduating soon. It wouldn't actually have been that weird. No. But I just so much appreciated, like, turning that on its head. Anyway, I just needed to get that out there because I hate this trope so much.
Well, because he said something... Is it here where he said something about, like, you know, like, we only have 3 months till you graduate?
I think he says it later, but yeah.
Oh, was it later? Okay, yeah. And I was just like... I mean, that brings up other time issues, but also just, like...
It does, which I didn't realize until I looked at the trivia.
Yeah. Anyway. Same. The exact same one that you're talking about. But even just, like, him saying that makes it seem even weirder. Like, that's too, you know, Mary-Kate and Ashley, like, jailbait countdown weirdness. Yeah. If it was just, like, let's wait, or let's keep this quiet. But something about just being specific just makes it weird more. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyway. We go to Lucas in the gym.
Yeah.
Shooting some hoops. He's back on the team. So it's like Skills and Fergie and Junk there.
Yeah.
And that's when Lucas tells him that he's only getting 15 minutes per game, but Skills tries to give him his jersey back, because if we remember, Lucas gave him his jersey, and Luke's like, no, that's a starting jersey, like, you keep it.
Yeah.
And then they just play a little 2-on-2.
Yes, and so Skills is keeping Luke's old number.
Yeah.
Skills is now number 3.
Yeah.
Only because that matters.
It does. Oh, yes. So then Mouth is all worried about the whole Gigi situation. So he's talking to Brooke and tells her everything that's going on. He's like, I don't think of her that way, and I just don't want to hurt her feelings. And Brooke is just, like, so distracted by all of her events that she's just like, you'll figure it out. It's fine. Just be nice.
Yeah.
And then Brooke ends up telling Rachel that it ended. It's over. Except she's doing a really bad job at lying.
Yeah.
Because she's all, like, dreamy, like, got, like, a smile on her face. And I'm like, girl, at least try.
Right? That whole thing, like, is just, like, so blatant that I'm actually surprised it takes Rachel as long as it does.
Oh, my God, same. I was like, Rachel, I thought you were smarter than this.
Yeah.
Manipulative, but smart.
Yeah.
Anyway. Meanwhile.
Yeah.
Haley is at work at the cafe on the phone with the credit card company because apparently they're over their limit and she tried to make a payment with it and it didn't go through.
Yeah.
So she's worried because she's like, if we can't make ends meet now, how are we supposed to do that when the baby comes? Which is absolutely valid. Babies are expensive. Mm-hmm. And Karen's like, you know, you'll be fine. You've got work here. Like, I can help you out. I'm an expert at teenage pregnancy.
Yeah.
I love Karen, but also, man. Yikes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, then we get Peyton being sad again.
Yes. Yes. Well, it's so funny because, like, she's sketching this, like, it's not even that intense, really.
I had, like, looked away for a second, so I didn't even see it, and then I just didn't even care enough to look to go.
It was, like, hardly anything. Like, it's a sketch of her, and then there's, like, seems like a creepy Derek in the background, and she's got, like, vampire fangs or something.
That's basically exactly, like, all of her other drawings.
Right! This is what I mean, because Lucas is all like, oh, that's dark. And I'm like, it looks like everything else she's ever drawn. Like, it's always been like this. Lucas.
Yeah.
Anyway, then she says a really sad thing about, like, wonders if she's the reason that people always leave.
And that stuff always happens.
Yep. And you're like, oh, man.
I know.
Yep. Also, this is when we find out she has a key to Lucas's place.
Okay.
Sure.
Maybe in that last episode when he invited her to stay with him for safety reasons, but then she stayed for 7 minutes. Maybe at that point he gave her a key.
That makes sense. And she just never gave it back. I mean, it's only been, as we've established, 48 hours.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, but then oh my God, then it's like Brooke and Rachel. Again, in their weird little, like,
why are
single
they
bed sharing a room situation in that giant house that we know there are no adults in.
It's a giant house. Nobody else is in it. I refuse to believe that that house has fewer than 3 bedrooms.
Like, at the, like, we went on about the Cohen mansion conundrum for 492 episodes.
Like, my parents' at perfect least average house has 3 bedrooms.
At least Ryan still had the guest bedroom, the pool house.
Right.
But in all these other houses, everyone has to share a bedroom.
It's weird. Like, I would believe it to a degree from Lucas's house.
Yes.
I don't quite buy it from Peyton's house because it seems like a pretty big house.
Well, and at the very least, right now, because her dad isn't there, we know there has to be one other bedroom. But when you... because we see a lot of her, like, front door this episode. Yes. There's other bedrooms in there.
There has to be other bedrooms in there.
That main floor clearly has, like... living room, kitchen, dining room, den, formal, whatever. Right. So there can't be less than, even if every room had like a full-size bathroom, there can't be less than 3 bedrooms up there in that second floor. And you can't even tell how far back it goes.
Perfectly average size house.
Yeah.
Has 3 bedrooms in it. What's happening?
I don't understand TV houses. I just don't understand TV houses.
Massive. That's like part of the point. Whatever. Moving on from this. She sneaks out. See, this is the other thing. Like, this would be, it would solve all of Brooke's problems. The sneaking out. She wasn't sharing a bedroom with Rachel.
Yeah.
She sneaks out while she thinks Rachel is asleep. But Rachel's like, where are you going? And Brooke in her like little velour tracksuit is like, I'm going to go for a run.
Well, and like, insert question tangent. When there was the storm episode and Mouth goes to Rachel's house.
Yes.
She had like a double-ish sized bed.
Yes.
And was in that one room by herself. Mm-hmm. So, did they have another room that had 2 twin beds?
Unclear.
That she then moved into? Or no, then did they somehow switch like they were going to do with Brooke and Peyton? Like, anyways, whatever.
I know, it's weird.
Moving on. Brooke is skipping, sneaking out.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah. Brooke is sneaking out. She goes outside, changes, or like takes off her tracksuit, throws it in a bush, gets in the car.
Yeah.
With the teacher guy. Mm-hmm. Anyway. I'm assuming this man gets fired.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I don't remember how this plays out at all. Oh, yes, this is when Peyton shows up at Lucas's.
Yes. Yeah, there's a lot of this stuff is all happening, and I couldn't tell. Like, it's clearly nighttime, but, like,
yeah,
lots of questions.
Yeah. Well, and then she, like, she asks if she can stay. And you're like, yeah, dude, why weren't you doing this in the first place?
Yeah. And that's when we learn that the real Derek hasn't answered her calls since he showed up that time.
Yeah. Which, to be fair, the only reason he showed up the last time was because he was arrested.
Correct. Correct. He did not show up. He was...
Nope. He was hauled in by the cops.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Anyway. Nathan, we go to the Nathan at the River Court.
Yeah.
Dante shows up again. This time he has Nathan's car.
Right. Yeah, because Nathan had traded their car, their little tiny hatchback mini car, for the bike. And so he's taken it back to wherever that happened and got his car back.
Yeah. Because at first Nathan is like, I can't accept this. Like, it's against NCAA rules.
Yeah.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
I think that's true for, like, basically all college sports.
I know in the...
Definitely true for football.
I know recently... things have changed, but more in the way where, like, they're allowed to make money off of themselves.
Okay.
Right? Because, like, so before the students, like, if your jersey sold your name, like, you didn't get anything. You know, like, you couldn't have that kind of stuff. But, yeah, like, across the board, still, like, gifts from stuff or, like, taking money from things is...
Yeah, no.
Still a hard pass.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway... Dante's like, what do you mean? Like, it's your car. Like, all we did was go get it, basically.
Yeah. Consider it a gift from an alumni of the Ravens.
Yes. Something. And this is, this is when we find out that he used to be a Raven.
Yeah.
So Nathan's like, okay, I guess.
Yeah. I guess.
And I'm like, please loop your wife into this sketchy situation. Is he going to? Of course not. Anyway. Lucas goes to see Peyton's brother.
Yes. So, like, the
military base.
Well, like, I thought, remember the address? Wasn't it like some, where was Because remember, you know, it was like St. Flora, something, something. Like, was it close enough that they could just drive? Whatever.
I mean, so the address was in Florida, I think.
See, that's what I thought too.
But I wasn't sure if that was just like his home address.
Fair.
And then he was like staying on the base. Like maybe that's stationed like his mother's like family address. And then he was stationed at the base.
Yeah.
So like maybe all of his mail and stuff would go. And like maybe that's the last address that Ellie had for him.
True. That right? also is quite
yeah,
true.
Yeah. I just assumed that that's what was going on. And maybe the base is like closer to where.
I know. I just kind of had this moment of like. Because, you know, like I've lived somewhere where like there's a base close by and like it's part of it's just kind of how like, you know, like a college town is a college town.
Right.
Like a base town can be like a base town. So it's just like it's weird that like they wouldn't.
Yeah.
No, whatever. None of it matters. I'm just being logistics police.
No. Yeah. I just assumed that it was like his mother's address or like the last known address that she had for him or whatever.
Yes. So conveniently, he is at a base that is very close to Tree Hill.
Yeah.
And Lucas. And they let the strange person, strange teenager, just,
like, wander into the base.
Onto the base. They bring him right over to Derek.
Yeah. They're like, yeah, right here. Okay. Sure. I mean, you know.
American military at its finest.
All of this is so insane to me.
Yes.
So, I mean, first of all, the fact that Lucas is showing up at all in the first place. I mean, you know. That's less surprising because Lucas just cannot help himself.
Yes.
That's just his entire MO for everything. Yeah. He's like, Peyton's not doing well. Like, you need to do something. And Derek's like, I don't know her.
Yeah.
I don't care to know her. This is not my problem. Which I'm like, okay, fine. But then he says something about like he doesn't have time for I don't have time for your high school drama or something. I'm like, okay, no, now wait, hold just a minute. This far surpasses high school drama. This isn't like Lucas used to date Brooke and then kissed Peyton and like that's high school drama. This is she was nearly murdered by a soccer man.
That is high school drama, W.
It's like a truly insane thing to say. Given the circumstances.
Oh, that's just so wild.
So strange. Anyway. And then we get this whole thing about how like he doesn't get close to people anymore because he used to get close to the new guys and then they'd go off to war and they'd die. And I was like, all right, we get it.
Which, like, again, if he... Even just if that actor, like, looked like he was slightly haggard from the war.
I know,
you believe it, but, like, he also just looks so young. But then that's also why I was trying to figure out, like, do we know how old he is? And, like, again, like, he could have, like, enlisted right when he was 18. So, like, that's fine. He absolutely could have done a couple tours by the time he was 22, like, 23. Especially in those aughts. Like, there was many a 100%. Tour happening. But I was just, like, I don't know. He was just...
Yeah, I know.
Again, he was acting and seeming like the adult, which we need, but then I was like, but I kind of feel like you're still a kid too.
Well, right. And like, I'm assuming he's been doing this since he was 18, like since he was able to do it.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, I know the way he said about like getting to know the new guys. I'm like, when were you a new guy though? Like 4 years ago?
Yeah.
And I don't know how quickly you can move up the ranks in army stuff. I truly don't.
Well, I mean...
But we know he's a corporal at least, right?
But like a... Yeah, but that's not... That's not that high.
No, but he's still not just like a rando.
No, he wasn't just a private. So like, I get... Yeah. Yeah. But like... It's not that many steps up kind of a thing.
No.
Anyways, whatever. He doesn't want to have anything to do with Peyton. Lucas walks off through the base himself to leave.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Then we get Haley and Brooke.
Yes. Time for the cheerleaders.
Woo! Brooke makes a slightly mean comment about having one little stalker. However, It is very clear very shortly that she is clearly just deflecting
yes
from the fact that she was worried about Peyton and yes. doesn't want to be.
Well, yeah, she even says, she's like, don't tell Peyton that I was asking about her. Because Haley says, like, she's not okay. Like, you should probably check on her.
Well, and because Brooke fully asks, like, how is she doing?
Yeah.
But this is when we find out that somebody has left a message for Brooke at the apartment about wanting her to do, like, styling a fashion show or something.
Yep.
Because obviously Brooke did not leave a forwarding number and they still have a landline. Because we still did that.
Mm, yeah.
Back in the day.
Good times.
Yeah. So, anyway. Yes. Luke goes to Whitey's office because Whitey wanted to see him. Because he's going to give him. Because Lucas still needs a number.
Yep.
And a jersey. So he gives him Keith's number.
Yay.
22.
Something, 22? Something. 22. Yep, 22. Yeah. You have a lifetime to make him proud, something, something, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. And then it's game time! Yay! Mouth's doing his commentating situation. Gigi's just infatuated with him. We've got the Lucas Nathan skills, like triple threat. They're owning it. And this, we get like a really quick little like.
Yes, so Mouth makes note of there's 5 games left of the year because we're in the postseason. So if they win them all, they win the state championships. So that means there's 4 playoff games before the championship.
Yeah.
But they're also, this is like, you lose, you're out, you're done.
Yes.
This is important because we get a montage.
Right, yeah. So, like, Ravens advance. We've got, like, a bit of Haley at the cafe. Brooke and her teacher still making out at school because nobody knows how to do anything.
Yep. Basketball game.
Yeah, Dante is watching.
Yep.
A little bit where Gigi wants to know, like, Mouth saying, is saying something about the game, and Gigi wants to know if he would prefer dinner or a movie when she asks him out. The Ravens advance to the quarterfinals.
Yeah, they win the second game.
Yep. Oh, more of Brooke and her teacher, except this time he's like leaning over her really obviously, like kind of checking on her work, but that's when Rachel's like,
Yeah, because he's not like, oh, there. He's doing the like over her back so like their faces aren't right close together. It's so
obvious.
Yeah. I feel like literally anyone just would be like, no matter what, like, not even if you were like, oh my god, I wonder if he and Brooke are sleeping together. More just in a like, ew, that teacher's being gross.
Hey, you'd be like, that's not appropriate.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Peyton is in Lucas's room, like, on his bed, just, like, doing whatever while Luke works on his homework.
Yeah.
More game stuff. Ravens win again. So then they are only 1 win away from making it to the state championship.
Correct. So, just because we know what, this is episode 6, we know what happens in episode 9, but so at this point, there's 1 more basketball game, and then if they win, they go to the state championships.
Correct.
Just putting that on the record so that we are all on the same page.
Yeah. Also, so at this point, how much time do we think has passed there?
It couldn't have been more, like... At the,
like, how rapid fire do we think these games were?
Well, at the most unrapid, it would be once a week.
Right.
So we would be at 3 weeks. But realistically, it would be... It definitely could have happened within a week.
Right.
I feel like it would be okay if it was, like, a week and a little bit, like, 8 days, 9, like...
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but again, we don't...
They don't tell us.
Really know. We have no idea. There's just a lot of... time questions.
So many time forward. Questions.
Right, because like it's high school, so like okay, 1 a week, that could totally be fine, like, you know. But even still, that still only means
3 weeks have passed.
Well, it's technically only like 2 weeks, right? Because if you go to game to game.
Right. True.
Right?
Yes.
Because then we end up with Nathan and Haley at home being like, "Okay, like we just have to beat Verona."
So it's right after that game
that
that we just saw. So yeah, they're all excited, you know, all cute and giggly and making out, and then their power cuts out. And they're like, mm-hmm. oh man. And then Haley's like, it's just ours. Everybody else's power is still on.
Yeah.
And so turns out Nathan's like, oh, guess that was our third notice. So they have just not paid their electric bill.
Yeah.
Yikes. Which is when Haley's like, I think it's time to talk to your dad.
Yes.
So he does. Dan goes to see Dan, who's like, oh, are you here to tell me you're signing with Duke? Oh my god, you're so relentless.
He's just the worst.
And Nathan's like, no, actually, like, Haley and I are having a hard time with money. So, like, god. I love how Nathan is Dan's son when it's convenient for Dan and looks good, and he can be like, my son got into Duke. My son saved these people in this accident. My son, my son. Dalila's like, aren't you emancipated? Okay. And then he gives him this whole thing about, like, when I invest money, I look for potential on return, and I don't want to, like, invest in you right now. And I'm like, what?
Which is so dumb, because
right
at this point then he's guaranteeing
right.
that Nathan will not go to Duke.
Correct.
He will not play basketball. He will, correct. If anything, realistically drop out of high school 3 months before graduation and get a job.
Right. So wouldn't you want to give him the money so that then he could go to Duke and become like an NBA star?
Yeah, be the thing that you want him to be, because you can't be that because you're like, garbage. It
makes no sense at all.
Yeah.
But whatever. Dan will Dan.
Yeah.
Yeah. So poor Haley. Goes by the cafe to see Karen, and she's just like, she's a mess.
Yeah.
Because she's like, I don't know if I can have this baby. Like, we, like, our electric bills haven't been hit. We don't have power. Like,
yeah.
I don't know how we can do this. And Karen's like, you know what? When I had Lucas, I also had no money. She's like, I didn't really have friends. I didn't really have family. I did not have college. And Haley's like, that's not helping. And she's like, no, Haley, you have a support system. You have Nathan. Like, you can do this.
But it's... I was so torn on this because, like... Yes. It was obviously, like, supposed to be this big thing. Like, oh my god, you can do this. But at the same time, it just felt like such a, like... You're just telling me that it was very, like, thoughts and prayers. Like, okay, you're telling me I can... You're telling me I can do this, Karen. Because, you know, you had it harder or whatever. And, yeah, I have a support system. But, like, are you giving me money?
Right.
Like, I don't need a support system. I physically just need money.
Right. Right. What good is the support system if the support system can't spot me some cash to get our power back on?
Yeah. Like, I need the support system for the baby later. Gee, sure. Right. Babysit. Come take over. Come do my dishes. That kind of stuff. Like, but right now?
Yeah.
We need money.
Right. Yikes. It's gonna get so bad, guys. Skills is over at Lucas's. For whatever reason, a pair of Payne's underwear are, like, in his bed.
From... Yeah. Yeah. Just...
I know she's staying there, but, like, how does this happen?
Yeah, I've never, at most, I've ended up with, like, my pajama top in my bed. Because I, like, took it off and then couldn't find it, so I, like, grabbed another, you know. But, like, that's it. Whatever.
Anyway. Derek comes by.
Yes.
Skills is like, huh. Does he say? Who would have thought that Peyton's brother is a brother?
Yes.
I mean, you know what? Look, it's fair that everyone is a little surprised by this, right?
Well, because then that Derek's like, Lance Corporal Summers in school.
Are you Lance Corporal?
That Lance Corporal Summers. And then Skills goes, Big Daddy Skills.
Right? light.
Yep.
Which is when Peyton, of course, comes into the room.
Yes.
And Lucas is like, okay, I'll leave you to it. And I'm like, was this the plan, though? Because it kind of seemed like Derek came by to talk to Lucas.
Yeah.
Whatever. Fine. Derek gives her some, like, speech about thinking like a victim. And once again, I was like, listen, I understand your point you're trying to make.
Yes.
But at this, I mean, I guess it's been longer at this point because we've had all those basketball games.
Yeah.
But still. It's still been less than a month.
Yes. Month tops.
I just feel like everyone needs to maybe give Peyton a minute. But whatever. They go to the base.
Yeah.
They talk a bit about, like, his mom and, like, how their dad left when he was young and all that jazz. That's basically what happened, right?
Yeah.
Oh, something about how joining the Marines showed him, like, how not to be scared anymore or something.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Blah, blah, whatever, whatever.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Teacher Man is acting as Brooke's, like, live dress dummy.
Which was hilarious. God. And I guess, like, yeah, so they've had, like, at least a month kind of together, which sort of makes sense why he would do that, because you...
Right.
Because realistically, it almost seemed like it was only a few days.
I kept forgetting. I think that's the thing that kept throwing me off with this episode, was, like, I forgot that so much time passed during that mid-episode montage.
And I was just like, he's just doing that? This is weird.
But, and this is when we learn that they're done school, that she's done school in 3 months. Because she asks, like, is this just about sex? Like, what's going on? Because he makes some comment about, like, how she can pay him back, like, physically or something. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
Anyway. So, yeah. We learned that 3 months, they're done.
And there was this Tarte kind of fashion show challenge thing that she had applied to, but she didn't get in, but somebody dropped out.
So she was obviously next on the list.
Yeah. So just like all the other fashion things up until this point, it's very in the background, but I'm assuming it will come up again.
I'm also assuming it'll come up again.
So it's one of those random things that then like it'll happen. Then we'll be like, oh, right. That thing that happened that time.
Yeah. Yeah. So then, oh, then we go back to Peyton and Derek.
Yeah.
And he brings her into like the boxing ring area, and they have like that whole thing where he's like, hit me, hit me. I feel like Liz could have done this with a punching bag and that would have been equally effective, but
well, it was also one of those things where like there's a bunch of gloves lined up on the side. So I thought he was going to, like, give her a pair of gloves and then do the exact same thing. Like, the exact same thing should have happened, where he kind of provokes her and eventually she, like, goes through. But she's just, like, bare-fisted punching at him.
Which is not only going to hurt him, but it's also going to hurt her.
Yeah, like, eventually she kind of, like, pulls her, because she has a hoodie on, so she, like, pulls her hand inside the sleeves, which I'm sure Hillary Burton Morgan was just doing instinctively to, like, protect her hands.
I mean, probably, because at the very least you would wrap your hands.
Yeah.
Because, like, otherwise you tear your knuckles to shreds.
Yep.
I know this because I've done it.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yeah.
He's, well, and it's weird too because he like wants to like teach her how to defend herself, but this isn't actually like a lesson. This is just like her getting her anger out, which is like great.
It's cool. Well, yeah, because then you get all these flashes of, like,
man,
all the different things that have happened. So, like, when she realized Ellie was dead, or when, like, Brooke slapped her, or I can't even, obviously, like, Derek stuff and, like, bad Derek
and
stuff.
And, like,
the shooting, Jimmy.
There was other stuff, too. Yeah. Right. The school shooting, that was the other thing.
Yeah.
Just a few things. No big deal. Put this girl in therapy for the love of God.
Oh, man. I know.
Even Dawson's Creek had therapy. and it's older.
It's because they were in Massachusetts. There was more schools there.
Anyway. Yeah, I was just like, I forgot how much crap they put Peyton through. And the hits just keep on coming. Anyway.
Yeah.
We have another Gigi Mouth thing. Like, she, like, waves to him across the yard or whatever. At the school front area. I don't understand how this works.
No.
Where all the, like, tables are out front outside. I guess this is what happens when you have a school that's in an area that doesn't get a lot of
south
snow.
Of a certain
parallel,
which is not the our case. We need to have the warmest indoor schools.
Yeah. Like, it's not quite like California outside intensity, but it's still nothing we would have ever had. And this is when he's like, okay, like, Brooke, I really need, like, this is getting serious, because it's been, again, at least a couple of weeks by this point, we would assume.
Yeah.
And so Brooke gives him, like, a rundown of excuses he can use. I can't remember what they all are.
Just that, like, you know, I don't want to ruin our friendship, or I'm in such a bad place right now, like, I wouldn't be good for you, like, all those kind of blah, blah things.
Yeah.
That actually hit really close to home for Mouth.
Yes. Because he ends up saying, like, he sees Rachel, and he ends up saying, like, never mind, I've already heard this speech.
Yeah.
So then he sits down with Gigi.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't want you to ask me out. And she's like, oh. He's like, because I want to ask you out. It's so funny, because then she's like, okay, I have to think about it. And gets up and walks away, and he's like, what the hell? But then she immediately turns around and she's like, no, I want to. So anyway, they're going to go out. That's cute. I couldn't remember when this happened, but it took longer than I remembered.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Nathan and Haley still don't have power.
Yep.
I'm assuming it's been like 24 hours.
Yeah. Because, like, the power went off when they got home from the game, so it was nighttime or evening. Mm-hmm.
And then, presumably, Nathan went to go see Dan the next day.
Yeah. And we've seen everybody else, so, like, this could still then be the same day.
Right.
Right? Because, like, Nathan went to do that in the morning, Haley went and, like, cried with Karen, so then this is now the evening when she's at home. She, like, has a candle there.
Yeah.
And then the power comes back on.
Yeah.
And then Nathan's like, I told you I'd take care of it.
And she's like, thank you for talking to your dad. I know that was hard, but thank you for doing that for us. And you're like, ooh.
So immediately we know something is wrong.
Yep. Because it wasn't Dan.
Nope. Something is afoot.
Something is afoot. Something else is afoot with Dan. Because he gets an IM from someone whose name is Red Rum.
Oh, yeah.
Calling him a killer. Yes. And then he's like, who is this? And they're like, I know what you did. And he's like, oh shit.
Yep.
Anyway, Haley goes to see Karen, and it's all like, you were right, I'm so glad I have Nathan, but also I'm so glad I have you. And you're like, oh, Haley.
Yeah.
Oof. So then I can't even remember what happens in this scene. Something with Dante.
Well, it's still, like, again,
he borrowed,
like,
money from him.
Yeah, that's all we know. Like, they're at the River Court, and he just says, thank you for the loan. Thank you for helping. Whatever. Like, I will absolutely, like, pay you back. So we don't know how much. We don't know. But at this point,
we don't know the terms of this.
This just sounds like
loan.
A money loan.
Right, until you see the look on that driver's face, and he looks like the kind of person that'll break your kneecaps.
Which is why then I think the thing that happens, I'm assuming starting the next game or whatever, then that comes up as a, like, secret term.
As well. Especially at this point, because there's not...
Yeah.
Like, how many games are left?
Two, if they win.
Right.
Right, there's one more playoff game, and if they win that, they go to the state championships.
Oh, there's also a throwaway line earlier, or like appears to be a throwaway line.
Yeah.
When Nathan first meets Dante, when he's in the car and Nathan's at the bus stop, and he says, Dante says something about winning the championship, and Nathan says, you can bet on it. And Dante says, I'm considering it.
Yep.
Which becomes relevant later.
Yeah.
Presumably in the next episode.
Yeah.
Anyway, point is, like I said, that driver looks like he'd break your kneecaps.
Yes. I think he's credited as, like, Bear.
Yes, he is. He's scary looking.
Yeah. Well, and especially compared to Dante, who's, like, super suave looking.
Right?
That's totally, like, Rick Fox's thing. And in his suit and whatever. And then this guy's just, like, the muscle. Like.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, no, this other guy looks like he belongs to, like, the Irish Mafia or something.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Anyway. Brooke is sneaking out again.
Yes.
Rachel's still awake because, obviously, she looks out the window to spy on her. Sees her with teacher guy. Gets in his fancy little car. And they drive off.
Yep.
Peyton and Derek go back to her place, and Derek's like, "All, I can't be that guy for you.
Yeah.
I'm a Marine. You have your life. I don't want to be that guy."
Is this just... Is this it?
That's what I was wondering. I have literally that question in my notes. Is this the last we see of him? I think it might be, because I don't remember anything else.
Because I fully, clearly remember this wrong.
Same.
Because I thought there was, like, I thought he was around for a couple episodes, so, and they were all, like,
same
buddy-buddy, sister, there was like brother, friends, siblings.
Yeah, I thought there was a whole, like, you know, like, Rocky type.
Yeah, but we get to know each other, but then, like, he gets deployed or something, you know?
Yeah.
But that is not what happened.
Nope.
He, like, genuinely, like, nicely, respectfully, whatever, just says, like, in another time, like, maybe we would have, but you have your life, I have mine, like, I can't and do not want to be that guy.
Yeah.
So, like, fair.
Yeah, no, that is fair.
Yeah. So then, he leaves. Peyton locks all the locks on her bedroom door. To which then, of course, I was like, well, wait, but how is he going to lock up the house?
Yeah, that was my question as well. I was like, so you're just leaving your front door unlocked, though? All right, I guess.
Yeah.
We've learned nothing.
Yeah, I know.
Well, and then Lucas is there because he wants to make sure she's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. And Derek's like, she will be, or like, whatever. You have to let her, like, try on her own or whatever. He says something about, like, if you keep babying her, you'll never know. And I'm like, I don't think this qualifies as babying her, though. Like,
yeah.
I just don't think that counts.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Well, even just because, like, then he says, like, because, you know, Lucas is just like, oh, like, but, like, you're her brother, blah, blah, and she's like, he's like, no, like, she has you. You are already that guy. And we're like, yeah, duh.
Obviously.
But then he also does say, like, I'm also very familiar with, like, late night guard duty.
Yes.
So, like, he wasn't actually going to leave until he saw Peyton kind of take that step to, like, go to bed, which is then what we see is she's in her room, she gets into bed, and eventually she turns the light off.
Yeah, which, quite frankly, I would not do.
Yeah. Yeah.
But also, there's so much in this scenario that I wouldn't have done. Like, I would have immediately called my dad and been like, you're coming home and you're never leaving me ever again.
Yes. Yes.
At least until this guy is found and, like, contained.
I know.
Yeah.
Just
well, then, yeah, that's when Lucas's whole thing is continuing with, like, something about darkness and facing your fears alone.
Yeah.
And I was like, do we need to face them alone, though?
Yeah.
A lot of weird individualism going on in this episode. And I'm like, or we have friends. And it's, like, it's weird because we have this going on with Peyton. But at the same time, Karen telling Haley that she has a support system. And I'm like, is Peyton, like, relying on Lucas for this not the same thing as having a support system? Like,
yeah, I don't know. They're just
what needs... is happening? This They're is conflicting.
There just needs messaging. To be more adults.
Honest to God.
Oh man.
But anyway, that's the episode. That's it. That's what we got. That's the end. Onward.
Like, where do we even? Because like. We figured it out, so we know what episode 9 is.
Yes, we do.
We figured, like, it's not 8, right? It's 9. So we still have
9. 3 episodes, 7, 8.
Well, yeah, so like,
well, 2 episodes before episode 9.
So that's what I'm saying, like, it feels like things are moving so fast, but then it's also like, what are we going to do for 2 episodes to get to that?
Well, and then, so does the Dante thing only happen over 3 episodes?
I guess.
Because.
I know, but then it would only be that final playoff game, and then does it still happen in the championship game?
I would think so.
Right? So even that, like, what's the, like, I don't know. Yeah, right? Because, like, it would make sense if anything, it was only the championship game.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Lots of timing questions. But I guess we'll find out. Who did you have as most annoying?
The teacher. Nick. Mostly because I was just like, what are you doing? He's not even in it that much, but every single time I was just like, I hate your face. It's not his fault. It's not even anything to do with his face. Fair. I just was like... what's happening here? Don't sleep with your student, man. It would even be slightly different if she wasn't in his class, but she's in his class. He's marking her homework.
Yeah.
I.
Well, she even says something like when she's like trying on the, he has like, she's working on the dress, like, I could help you with like grading papers. And you're just like, what? No.
Right.
No, it's all too weird. Right.
It's all so too weird. I hate it so much.
Fair. I kind of kept flipping between Dan and Dante just because, like, they're both slimy jerks.
Yeah.
And I wasn't even really... Nick just sort of didn't exist to me.
That's valid. That's absolutely valid.
Like, I was more like, oh, okay, Brooks has a fashion show. Oh, Brooks weren't thinking about Peyton. Oh, bro, like, I wasn't... Yeah. He kind of wasn't factoring into me. You know what?
Those other two are excellent contenders.
And, like, but, like, at this point, yeah, like, we don't really know Dante's deal, so, like, he wasn't... We know that he... You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
At this point, we don't know how annoying he's got, like, and, like, Dan is also just, like, between his new haircut and then when he was all, like, are you going to go to Duke or, like, my investments, blah, blah, blah. And, like, aren't you emancipated? Aren't you emancipated? I was just, like, ugh, the worst.
Literally the worst.
Yeah. So.
That's fair. Absolutely valid.
Obviously, for new person, we had Dante. Who is Rick Fox, who is, I mean, I feel like he's, he might not be in the NBA Hall of Fame yet, but he's definitely like, if you know NBA, you know Rick Fox.
Okay.
I'm trying to just see if I can quickly like look up to see how long he played for. But, you know, like he was, he's also Canadian, side note.
Oh, damn. I didn't know that.
Yeah. From Toronto. So he actually, I believe, went to Duke. Or no, wait, he went to North Carolina, UNC.
Oh.
Okay. Which would be, like, the rival to Duke.
Okay.
In North Carolina.
Cool.
So yeah, he played with the Celtics from 91 to 97, and then the Lakers from 97 to 94, 2004.
I was like, what?
Yeah, no. But yeah, so he has, so he was part of the Lakers when they did the three-peat. Back to back to back.
Oh, okay.
He was like on the rookie team. Yeah, like he was like, he's legit like a big deal.
Nice.
And then
I know nothing about basketball, so yeah. I don't know.
So yeah, so I guess he would have retired in like 2004, but then he's like been acting ever since.
Good for him.
He's in like on shows, like all kinds of shows. Like he's literally in an episode of like every popular TV show that's been on for the last 20 years. So, you know.
Amazing.
And he did like an 11 episode run on Oz.
Oh, really?
Which probably would have been when he was still playing basketball, actually.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Doing a bit of both.
Yeah.
Good for him.
And then obviously, yeah, he was married to Vanessa Williams for a while, which was like, that was one of those big, like, ooh, celebrity marriages.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a second. I did not realize that he dated Eliza Dushku.
Oh, no way.
For 5 years. What?
Oh, damn. Okay.
Hmm. Yeah. 09 to 2014.
Huh. Who knew?
Anyways. But yeah, so he's like, especially at this time, because he would have been like just retired, this would have been like a massive big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. He's the new person. What did you have as like the most high school moment?
I don't know. They played basketball. Like,
yeah.
I don't know what else it would have been.
I know, because I was just like, okay, like, there's the cheerleaders.
Yeah.
The fact that we were actually at the school, like, multiple times was kind of like, sometimes we don't even go to school.
Right.
I
was like, oh, these children are in school.
Yeah. Well, because even, like, where there was that point where Brooke was saying, like, oh, like, I could help you grade papers and, like, give Peyton an F. It was like, oh, yes, they are, in theory, actually still doing homework.
Yes. Presumably.
Yeah.
Even though it never seems like it.
Yeah. Do you have a quote of the episode?
I did not.
Me neither. There was nothing.
There was nothing.
There was nothing. Yeah. Yeah, it was just...
Yeah.
Yeah. And then what did you have for song of the episode?
That one also, I just, like, didn't know. Like... To be fair, I think this also might be because, once again, I've been watching these with my AC on, and it means that I have a really hard time hearing anything that is not the main dialogue, which the only reason I hear that is because I also have subtitles on.
Yeah. Yes. There's a few times where, like, I noticed the music. Like, there's a Sugar Cult song, but, like, it's not my favorite Sugar Cult song, so I didn't care. There's an AFI song, but like, it's not anyone that I would have known that it was AFI. And then because like, so like the Sugar Cult song goes over the like basketball game montage.
Yeah.
And then the Alexi Murdoch, what was it, 12 or something like that?
Yeah.
For like the end montage. So it's kind of like, I guess that one, or like,
yeah,
that
was kind of what I was thinking, because I don't know what else it would go to. Yeah.
And there we were.
There we were.
And we still don't know what's happening next time.
Nope.
I feel like this is one of the ones where, like, I feel like I know the least of, like, can't even guess of what's going to happen in the next episode. Because, again, we know what happens in 9. So that one thing with Dante, again, I feel like it probably happens then.
It's got to,
And then there's got to be that last playoff game somewhere, either in 7 or 8. But then, like, what else?
I don't know.
Because I don't know how long the teacher thing goes. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how long the teacher thing goes. I don't know how long this whole thing with Dan drags out with the I Know What You Did.
Oh, yeah. Like, is that before or after the championship? That's a good question.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know when that happens. You know,
I mean,
Haley's
Peyton and
Lucas run for pregnancy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That math is questionable.
Yes. We will. Everybody keep in mind that 3 months before school is apparently ending, Haley is not visibly pregnant.
Yes. And even if this episode took place over a month, so if we like kind of spread out those games over a month, so that puts her at 4, so that would still mean by the start of this episode she would have had to have been 5 months pregnant. And like, she's small and all, but not small enough or like not small in that way, or not big in that way where you wouldn't notice.
Yeah.
She's of
also,
a general stature.
I don't know how much time is supposed to have passed between the wedding and... Yeah. Like, I don't know. The math ain't mathing.
But that's just it. This is the only time that we've had a time gap. And by time, like, a time...
That's what I thought.
Like, a
fast
forward.
Like, a time jump within... Yeah, right.
Right? Because episode 1 was... immediately after.
Yeah.
Two was, again, continued aftermath, continued at, like, it was all...
Even yeah, like, if, at the very... Like, even if that was 1 week per episode, yeah, that still only brings us...
That's still only, like, a month, and then if this was a month,
right,
that's 2 months, and then 3 months to five, so then she still would have been 4 months pregnant when she realized, like, that doesn't...
Right.
I mean, it happens, but...
It does happen.
As a... But... teenager, I feel like she probably would have been like, something's weird.
Right.
Sooner than 4 months. And also, yeah, people kind of, some people start showing at 4 months. Like,
right. Right.
So, yeah. Anyways, in the end, we love Haley and Nathan, so we're going to let them logistical pregnancy math go.
You know what?
Maybe it
happens early.
I don't know. Not that we know that something happens in 3 months from now on the show in regards to the pregnancy.
Sure, y'all can guess.
Everything's timed out perfectly.
Yep.
Anyways.
Yep.
We'll see y'all next week.
Bye.